bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones. I hear the word of the Lord.
Guess what? Let us pray. Father God, your word is the breath of life. May your word breathe life into us today. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we've heard a lot about dry bones recently, not only in the reading today, but also because when Dr. Pete heard about Alex's illness, he immediately thought of dry bones. And this is because the illness Alex had was myelodysplasia. I think I pronounced that right. This is where the bone marrow reduces the ability to produce red blood cells. That is, the marrow is drying up. Now, Alex is extremely ill. And we have prayed for him. And we continue to pray for him. And we pray that he will be returned to full health. Now, in contrast, Ezekiel's vision encompassed the whole of the Israelite race. Now, their kings had been reduced to mere vassals of first the Pharaoh Necho of Egypt and then Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. When they rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, their army was cut to pieces, and the whole nation was transported to Babylon. They were there because they had broken their side of their covenant with God. And God, in his turn, had warned them constantly through his prophets throughout the ages. But they wouldn't listen. And for example, if you read Ezekiel, the first 24 chapters of Ezekiel, he's declaring God's judgment on them. And that's for worshipping other idols and other gods. So they were punished. But rather than just accepting their punishment for these transgressions, they suddenly remembered their God. But what do? They complained that he had abandoned them, or indeed he was not as powerful as the Babylonian god, or even that God had lost faith in them. And it's amazing, really, that God actually continues to breathe life into Israel despite their sinful ways. However, no matter how often his chosen people forgot their side of the bargain, God never forgets his. So he gave Ezekiel a sign of deliverance, a vision of hope. Of course, that has meanings for today, as Peter's shown. The valley was covered in very dry bones, depicting the devastation and desolation of Judea. In fact, Ezekiel could have been looking over the last battlefield of his own people. These could be the bones of his own people. We also need to see that we look out over a lost, dead world. And until we see this, we won't be stirred to any action. So, is the world dead? When we look around, we see people living their lives, working, raising families, charming, pleasant, generous, intellectual people. But if they don't know Jesus Christ, they are spiritually dead. In Ephesians 2, Paul says that until the Holy Spirit comes to you, you are dead in your transgressions and sins. And that could be anyone you meet or see. They may be full of life physically, but dead spiritually. The valley of the dry bones is the human condition apart from God. The bones that Ezekiel saw were very dry, so dry that there was not a scrap of moisture under the fierce heat of the sun, so dry that the bones were utterly worthless. And Paul says in Romans 3, all have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. The lost sinners are useless to God. He cannot use them for his glory. The spiritually dead are trapped by their sin. They cannot escape. Families trapped by alcohol, drugs, sexual sin, love of money, desire for material advancement. They need someone to tell them the way out. They need to be pointed to Jesus. The Israelites were defeated and had lost hope. Israel was dead as the dry white bones. In fact, they identified themselves with the bones, because in verse 11 they said, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. The hopelessness in today's world is easy to see. The church itself seems helpless in the face of a confident secular state and rampant atheism. Politics is a mess, with people unsure of their future. There are wars, threats of war, overpopulation, threats to our environment, hate crimes, and persistent racism. The world is ugly sometimes because of the evil that human beings do. When there is no peace in the heart, there is no rest. When peace is missing, hopelessness reigns. We need the Lord to help us find the hopeless ones around us. They may not seem to be hopeless, but these are the ones who oppose God, the gospel, and godliness. Sometimes out of indifference, sometimes forcefully, sometimes out of apathy. Some who even know the Lord. Some ministers deny the cross and the resurrection. They spend their time in the pulpit talking about a poem or a magazine article. And some who should know better say things like, don't worry, God will provide. He will do it in his own time. That is an arrogant statement. Just because they are saved, they don't lift a finger to help those hopeless souls who are lost. I pray that the Lord will give us the burden for the lost who are dead. Notice that God gave responsibility to Ezekiel for the valley of the dead. He said, prophesy upon these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Just as Ezekiel had responsibility, so we do today. And it must have seemed odd to Ezekiel. Here was a valley of bones. How on earth can I do anything with a boneyard? In this scene of death, devastation, and defeat, God had said, son of man, can these bones live? There was only one response. Sovereign Lord, only you alone know. So what is our response when we look over our lost world? Are we overwhelmed as Ezekiel was? As we confront a world of lifeless, useless, hopeless men and women with the word of the gospel. Yet this is our clear obligation as a church. As Isaiah says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So God has not promised to bless any theological system or any philosophical theorizing, but he is committed to bless the preaching of the unchanged word of God. And that is what the lost world needs. They don't need to hear about our church. They don't need to hear about any denomination or any theological opinion. The lost world needs to hear the gospel of grace. They need to hear the truth that Jesus died on the cross to save sinners. They need to hear that he rose from the dead, the savior of all those who will come to him. They need to hear that there is hope, love, life, and salvation in Jesus Christ. They need to hear of him. So it's our responsibility to tell them. But before we go anywhere, we must be prepared. God asked Ezekiel to pray over the bones. He had preached over them, and they had the appearance of life, but they were still dead. It was not until the Lord breathed on them that they came to life. Through preaching, people may be convinced of the truth, but it is not until the Holy Spirit takes up residence in their souls that they are more than corpses. After Ezekiel prayed, the corpses came to life. And just 50 years later, the Jews began to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temples and their cities and farms and become prosperous once more. And that is God's method of bringing the gospel to fulfillment. Not only do we preach with divine urgency, we also pray with divine fervency. The world of hopeless, useless, and lifeless men and women will never be regenerated unless the Holy Spirit breathes upon the preaching as well as the people. For as we say in the Nicene Creed, the Holy Spirit is the Lord, the giver of life. Our God is so awesome. By the Spirit and through the Word, he is able to bring life to the most dead of dead sinners and the most fallen of saints. There are no unwanted people in the Church of Christ. There is a place for witness and work for each one of us. And we must pray that we are led to it by the Holy Spirit. Will you be a volunteer for Jesus and allow him to utilize your gifts in the mission of finding lost men and women who are spiritually dead? Can these bones live? Yes, they can. Just as God employed Ezekiel, God needs you. The lost only need a witness to tell them, to pray for them, and a wonderful God to draw them to Jesus. Let us pray.